Cambridge, WMAL, Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A Montgomery County police officer is on administrative leave this morning as his superiors investigate the fatal shooting last night of a suspect. It happened around 11 last night in Montgomery Village when the officer responded to a call about a theft at a condominium complex. After responding, the officer then reported gunshots and called for fire and rescue personnel, although it's not clear if he was injured. The suspect died from a gunshot wound. The father of one of the Rockville High School rape suspects is also now in jail, charged with being in the U.S. illegally. 43-year-old Adolfo Sanchez Reyes was arrested by ICE agents last Friday. He's been served notice to appear at an immigration court, but for now remains in jail. His son, 18-year-old Henry Sanchez Millan, is also an illegal immigrant and is one of the two suspects in that high-profile rape case. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe has vetoed legislation that bans sanctuary communities in Virginia. The governor says it would stoke fears among the state's immigrant communities, but supporters of the ban say it's needed to show that Virginia respects the rule of law and that undocumented immigrants are not entitled to special privileges in sanctuary cities. The Montgomery County Council today is looking at enhancing security around the council chambers.
Council President Roger Berliner maintains this is not in response to any specific story or threat.
This has been in the works for many months. At every one of our council retreats every year, this conversation has come up.
We did see two armed officers at last week's meeting, but Berliner says they may want to go further.
I think there will be scanning devices like airports.
He calls it a reality of life now.
We have to not put our heads in the sand and not have a situation arise where we are putting people at risk.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is renewing his push to expand Medicaid coverage, saying Republicans have no excuses left after President Trump's failed bid to repeal Obamacare. McAuliffe says Virginia's losing out on $6.6 million a day in federal money by not expanding the public health care program to roughly 400,000 low-income adults. House Republicans gathered today to discuss their agenda, their first meeting since House Speaker Paul Ryan suddenly abandoned plans last Friday for a vote to repeal Obamacare. Still reeling from that debacle, Republicans are pivoting to tax cuts and other issues. A bill to ban fracking in Maryland is now headed to the governor. The state Senate gave the bill final approval last night. Governor Larry Hogan has said he'll sign it, making Maryland the third state to ban the controversial hydraulic fracturing method of acquiring natural gas. President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, has agreed to speak to the Senate Intelligence Committee investigating Russia's meddling in the election. Lawmakers want to question Kushner because of his role in arranging meetings between Russians and Trump campaign advisors, but also at issue is Kushner's own meetings with Russian officials.
You're acting as though there's something nefarious about doing what he was actually tasked to do.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer downplaying meetings between Russian officials and President Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, in 2016 and during the transition. At issue, meetings including one in December between Kushner and a banker tied to Russia's government. Kushner also met in December with Russia's ambassador to the U.S., Sergei Kislyak. In attendance at that meeting, former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who was forced to resign in February after misleading administration officials about his contact with Kislyak. I'm Reed Binion.
Virginia's governor is proposing to go back to the gun purchase limits that used to be in place in the Commonwealth.
Governor Terry McAuliffe says he wants to reinstitute a law limiting gun sales to one handgun a month. The governor says the law, which was repealed in 2012, is still needed because criminals are exploiting Virginia's looser gun laws in order to traffic firearms to other parts of the country. The governor has now proposed an amendment to make that happen, but it's not expected to pass the General Assembly. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,551, the NASDAQ at 5840. Sports, the Wizards had the night off. They're in L.A. tonight to take on the Lakers. The Caps are idle. They're in Minnesota tonight. Exhibition baseball, a win for the Nats, a loss for the O's. WMAL News Time 604 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Let me further explain.
Right. We're
cracking jokes based on what we found in the news today.
Weekdays noon till 3.
I'm not making this up. Don't laugh. Well, I can't tell you not to laugh. It does sound funny.
Rush.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Larry here for EMP 180 Weight Loss. It's time to march into summer. I know, it's 3 months away, but now's the time to get that body going. There's enough time to make a significant change. I have a crazy schedule, just like you, and I like to go out just like you, and I'm telling you, it's worth it. Find the time. When I jumped on EMP, they had me stand on this futuristic-looking scale that calculated my body composition numbers. From those numbers, we laid out a weekly plan and set goals. Well, after less than 3 months, I'm getting close to my next goal, my 35-pound goal. Do you have any idea what 35 pounds lighter looks like, feels like? It's significant. It's huge. How many pounds could you stand to lose? You really don't know until EMP runs your numbers. Get in now, today. Follow the plan, and by summer, you'll be saying, wow, like I am. The time is now, my friends. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We have big delays here. Maryland Beltway through Silver Spring. Update sponsored by MedStar, Georgetown University Hospital. However, on the Beltway, all lanes have been reopened. Outer loop right at the exit for George Avenue. That crash moved to the right shoulder. You see a bit of flashing lights, but I am looking at delays that begin coming off of 95 as you merge on through to the outer loop of the Capitol Beltway. On 270, no incidents to report. 210, I know I sound like a broken record. I've been talking about these delays all morning. Now, looks like the culprit, police are telling me, signal light issues. Northbound 210 right near Wilson Bridge Drive at that intersection. So that's just before you get to the Beltway, but a long lineup on 210. So hopefully they can get that resolved. Crossing the Wilson Bridge, good time to get going. Looks good. 395 wide open. MedStar Georgetown University Hospital offers CyberKnife, treating prostate cancer in 5 visits versus the 40 needed with traditional radiation. Visit MedStarGeorgetown.org/prostate. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll run a few showers, thunderstorms across the area, not only as we head through this morning, but also into the afternoon. But hours of dry weather, too, with a mix of clouds and sunshine. 73, I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 59 in Gainesville, 55 in Bethesda, 61 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MedStar Georgetown University Hospital. With Russia looming larger, President Trump again takes to Twitter. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Sheriff Chuck Jenkins from Frederick County on a case where they really broke up a good one there. There was a planned attack on a high school in Thurmont, and they broke it up. We're going to talk more about that in just a moment. Stuart Varney, 7:35 from your Fox Business Network. Eli Lake from Bloomberg View coming up at 8:05. And then 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow from CNBC. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Mary Walter.
I feel, based on what I read, and my investigators concluded the same thing, that we felt this was going to be carried out. There is no doubt in our minds that we averted a disaster.
And that was Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, who, as Brian said, will be joining us at 7:05 to discuss this more in detail. And what he's talking about is, I'm sure you heard it during the news, that they broke up a plan to wreak havoc, an attack on Catoctin High School in Thurmont. And the weird thing, Brian, we were just saying this, but it was allegedly planned by a girl, which you don't usually hear this. It's not usually a girl. It's usually the boys. And the thing about what I wanted to talk about, the thing really struck me about this is her father. The father of the suspect, Nicole Severio, she's 18, he went to officials at Catoctin High School and told them and warned them and said, I think my daughter is up to something. And it was a potential threat of violence towards the school. And he basically turned his daughter in. And she was immediately removed from the classroom and turned over to investigators.
Right.
Now, right now, I believe she is hospitalized.
Right.
And she's undergoing some evaluations.
Evaluation, right.
Yeah. I want to know how many people would actually turn their daughter in, because I firmly believe, I look a lot of my friends, and I know they talk a good game, but if it came down to dollars to donuts, they are not turning their kid in. They wouldn't do it. They don't have it in them. They would rather, I'll talk to my child, I'll handle it on my own, but they would not turn their child in. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. Would you turn your child in? This father did the right thing, and I think we all agree, but I think most parents would not do it. And authorities searched the home. They found a shotgun with ammunition.
Right.
Bomb-making materials, wow, including pipes with end caps, shrapnel, fireworks, magnesium tape, and fused materials. And apparently she had a diary that had a lot of the details. She referenced Columbine High School and had a lot of her plans. Girls are planners. A lot of the plans and her thoughts and everything in this diary. Now, I don't know how the father found out. We don't know that yet. That's the missing piece of the puzzle.
Right.
How did Dad find out? Maybe when we speak to Sheriff Jenkins later in the show at 7:05, he can tell us that. But would you turn your kid in? I think, and be honest, I think a lot of parents talk a good game. It's human nature. But how many of you would actually do it? 888-630-9625. So, Brian, honestly.
Well, I mean, first let me just say this, and I count my many blessings that I have a nearly perfect child. I mean, she really is. And she's a good kid, and she has this amazing sense of right and wrong, and she's very ethically based, and she really does care about rules and following the rules and making sure that people are treated fairly. Fairness is a big thing with her. I have this amazing child, and so I don't ever think that I will find myself in this situation. But let's talk hypothetically now.
Right,
hypothetically, I've got a bad one. I mean, I've got a kid that, despite my very best efforts, he or she is just raising hell and creating chaos and is out of control. And I'm out of ideas. I don't know how to control it. And then I learn that this child is about to do something quite heinous. Yeah, I think I would. I think I would. I mean, because, I mean, if I did not have the ability to bring the situation under control before it got to that point, I think I would. But I got to tell you, I think there are a lot of parents who just look the other way.
I agree.
Or believe, oh, I can get this under control, when in fact they have never had it under control. Right. And so I think there's so many parents that would not. I'd like to think I would. And I know in my own case, when I was growing up, my dad let me feel the full consequences of my stupidity. And I remember getting a traffic ticket when I just started to drive. It was a speeding ticket. It was a good one, too. And I said, Dad, what am I going to do? He said, you're going to go down. You're going to take care of it. You're going to go to see the judge, and you're going to do it by yourself. I said, what if I don't have enough money to pay the fine? He said, then you're going to have to work something out with the judge. And so I went down there and appeared before the judge, and the judge took all but $1 that I had in my pocket. He didn't know. I knew. I went in with $60 in my pocket, and that ticket cost me $59. It wasn't until years later I learned that my dad had called the judge and said, Judge, he's got $60 in his pocket. Leave him a dollar for gas. And so my dad, you know, made sure that I felt the consequences of my bad decisions. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I do think it is important. And remember, this girl is 18 years old. She's an adult. She could do, she's looking at some serious time here if she is found guilty. Jack in Falls Church, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Jack, would you turn your child in?
Oh, absolutely. When you're looking at something like this, this isn't like he stole an Xbox, he stole a car, or even some worse things that you might be able to make the excuse, okay, you know, I'm going to talk to him, or I'm going to talk to her, I'm going to wreck her world, she's not leaving the house for the next year, da-da-da. This is, you know, your kid could end up killing other kids and ending up the rest of their lives in prison. So I think you'd see a lot of parents actually turn their kids in if it's something to this level.
Interesting, Jack. Thank you so much for the call. I would think it would be the opposite. It's so much easier to march your kid down to the store and make them return whatever it was they stole and teach them a lesson. It's harder to turn them in on something like this where this involves the feds, most likely.
Yeah, and the kid could be well going to prison.
Exactly.
You're making a decision that could send that child to prison.
Absolutely. Now, Todd in Levittsville says he's done this. Todd, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Todd.
Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. My daughter let some boys into our house when my wife and I were away from home for a little while, and they went through our bedroom and took one of my credit cards. We didn't find out about it for a month until the credit card statement came in, and it wasn't huge, not quite $100, but we did call the police and told them about all three of them. Two boys and my daughter.
Yeah. And what were the ramifications of that, by the way?
Well, I don't know if it was an officer or a detective, but the main investigator into the situation did ask us what would you like us to do with your daughter? She didn't actually tell them. Actually, she did cooperate because they gave the credit card back a few days later or sometime and told her to put it back. So she was involved in that regard. But the officer investigating asked us, what would we like to happen to our daughter? And it was a really difficult moment. But I asked, I said, please do what's right. But if you, if my opinion has anything to say on this, please be gentle. So what happened was the boys, one of whom was an adult, were both fined the amount of the charge on the credit card. So they each had to pay that much. And we were able to pay off the credit card company, so it wasn't a loss of them. And we had some difficult time for our daughter because she was going through a rough phase in her life right then, or kind of a rebellious phase, I guess you could say. But that is long since passed.
Did she learn her lesson?
I believe she did.
Okay, and that's what matters, and that's the point of it, is that she learned her lesson. There's got to be, if you've got a kid on the wrong path, they have to hit that point. 888-630-9625. Would you turn your child in, especially if it was something big like this, really, really big, where there could be some very serious ramifications? It is now 6:15, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland commuters on 210 this morning coming out of Fort Washington and up toward the Beltway. A long lineup to get past the signal light issues at Wilson Bridge Drive. So that's the culprit, those lights not functioning properly. Authorities are aware of it. If they're not there yet, they're sending some folks out there to help direct to get through that intersection. But it will still take a while to use 210 this morning because of that. On northbound 5301, as you come out of Brandywine, crash reported right north of Shortcut Road. Heading across the Wilson Bridge and the Legion Bridge, fantastic. That looks good. Top side of the Beltway jammed, leaving College Park to Silver Spring. That crash to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we'll have scattered thunderstorms with a high of 73, chance of rain about 60%. Tonight, a stray shower or thunderstorm still possible. Early in the evening, a low of 53 tonight. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a high near 65 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 60 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
The Zero Res Spring Carpet Cleaning Sale is on now. Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $147, plus a hallway cleaned for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
It is 6:18. I am Mary Welter alongside Brian Wilson, 888-630-9625. So a dad turned his daughter into officials at Catoctin High School because he found evidence that she was planning an attack on the school.
Wow.
That's huge. It's just huge. And I think that parents say, oh, absolutely, I would do it. I would turn them in. I think when it's something big like this, I think there's a lot of parents who are lying to themselves. I really do. I think there are a lot of parents who are lying to themselves because it's so huge. It's so different to walk your kid down to the, the local store and return the candy bar that they stole.
That's one thing, right?
That's one thing. Turning your child in to authorities that are going to involve police, most likely the feds.
Charges,
because she's 18 years old. She could spend ruin her entire life, her future. Ruin it. I think most parents would have the discussion and they would decide to deal with it on their own.
Right.
And where did you get the gun? We'll handle it on our own. I think that's the majority of parents. I think parents say they would do it, but I think they're talking a good
game. We have seen attacks like this that are carried out because the parents were in denial about their kids' problems.
Kids who have all sorts of weaponry under the bed. How do you not check under your kid's bed? It's one of the most obvious spots ever. All right, 888-630-9625. Raj in Vienna. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary.
Hey,
Raj, would you turn your child in? Honestly, would you?
Tremendous, tremendous. Good job you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not. I believe this is an abject failure of our healthcare system, mental health, our schools, what the mush they're putting into the kids.
So, do you think, though, that most parents would really turn their child in?
They say that she has a mental health problem.
Well, we don't know. She's being evaluated. I think anyone who wants to blow up a school and kill their classmates probably has a mental health problem. I'm just going to go with that's just a baseline. I think anybody who does would have a problem.
So that's what we've got to address. what is the mental health situation in the school and turn the teacher in or turn the nurse or whoever's been giving her.
We don't have any evidence about any of that.
But not only that, I mean, then no one would be in prison. Everyone would be in a mental health hospital, because if you watch any of these shows where they go inside the jails, they're all off. They're all off. Mike in Leesburg. Mike, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
We're good, fine, thank you. So would you do it?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I did. Years ago, when my son was in his early 20s, unbeknownst to us, my wife and I took one of my wife's credit cards and used it to purchase something. It was a significant amount. It was less than $300, but still, it was quite a bit of money for us back then. When we found out about it, I wasn't going to have anything of it. So I went to the local police, and I was in the process of filing paperwork to have him charged. When my wife called him to say that, look, your father's not going to have this. She's down there at the police right now. Want to take care of this, you better get your butt down there. And he did, and he came in, and he was very nervous, obviously, and he begged to privately talk with me without the police officer in the room, which we did, and he fully agreed he was wrong and needed to be held accountable. And so he agreed to pay the amount back in exchange for me not pressing charges.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, it basically changed his life, because not only did he turn his life around, he ended up serving in the U.S. Army, was honorably discharged after his tour.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's in the process of fostering two children and trying to adopt another.
Wow. That's great, Mike. Thank you for sharing that story. I appreciate that. My father would make the police charge me, because he would look at me and go, you know what? I can't believe you're that stupid. How did you think we weren't going to get a bill to find out what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. More of your calls in just a moment. It is now 6:22 on WMAL.
Did you know there's a healthcare choice just for Christians that's about half the cost of insurance programs? It's MediShare. It's not insurance. It's a community of believers across America who share each other's medical bills. It's based on timeless biblical principles, so you never pay for things you don't believe in. Plus, MediShare is fully acceptable under the law. MediShare is not available in Montana. Live out your faith and save on your healthcare. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Want to make money and have fun? Drive with Lyft, the ride-sharing app that treats you better. You can earn hundreds of dollars a week plus tips. That's right. Lyft is the only national rideshare platform with cashless tipping built right into the app. Because getting tipped shouldn't depend on your passenger having a crumpled bill in their pocket. When you drive for the right ride-sharing app, every trip can feel like a walk in the park. With Lyft, you can pick your own hours and work when you want. Lyft can make driving the best job in the world. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com and use the code DCRadio1000 to start off with a $1,000 bonus just for giving 350 rides in your first 60 days. It's our way of saying thanks. From there, the more you drive, the more money you keep, up to 95% of your fares. Experience the difference of Lyft and start earning hundreds of dollars a week during hours you choose by applying at LyftDC.com today. And don't forget to use the code DCRadio1000 for that $1,000 bonus. Terms apply.
I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and you routinely hear me on this very station talking about the success we've had as the region's most competitive mortgage lender. I thought you'd like to hear it from someone else for a change.
I'm Oscar Santana, national talk show host and entrepreneur. In the world of broadcasting, as in the world of startups, speed is everything. What I loved about Mark and the guys at Cornerstone, their guarantee made sure that I got to closing on time, and I couldn't be happier. They guaranteed the best rate. They actually told me to go look for a better rate. I went out, talked to some banks. Nobody could beat Mark's rate. Their guarantee made sure that I had a great experience and had a successful closing.
At Cornerstone First, we offer programs including FHA, VA, reverse mortgages, conforming jumbo, and the guarantee to meet or beat any advertised special on this station. Our phone number is 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. And our website is cornerstonefirst.com. NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. And good morning to you, Jamie.
Good morning. It's not Monday, so keep that in mind as you're sitting in the stop and go traffic around the Beltway, Outer Loop and College Park to Silver Spring. The culprit crashed George Avenue all over to the right shoulder. Still see some of that flashing lights. Now, south of the ICC on 95, slow to merge onto the Beltway. And then we had a minor crash in the backups that should be out of the travel lanes as well. Boy, 210, this is a tough one, but authorities are well aware that there are signal issues on 210 northbound at Wilson Bridge Drive. This is just before you get to the Beltway, but the long lineup out of Fort Washington. Also, Foxhall Road and Reservoir Road, hearing that those signal lights weren't functioning properly, so crews were on their way to check that one out as well. And for Metrorail, Red Line commuters right now signal tracking between Fort Totten and Silver Spring because of a medical emergency. Update sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds and mild this morning with some scattered showers and a few thunder showers developing. We'll continue to see scattered showers and thunderstorms today, high near 73. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 60 degrees at 626 on WMAL. Would you turn your child in if you found out that they had committed a crime or were planning to commit a crime? 888-630-9625. John in Alexandria, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Mary. John, would you turn your child in?
Hey, good morning, Mary. Good morning, Brian. I got to say, I don't think I would. It's not to knock this father in Maryland that did that. He's a braver man than I, but I, in all honesty, I just couldn't see myself doing it.
And
at least he's being honest. I applaud your honesty,
listen,
John.
Listen, John, I know that's a hard thing to admit.
Right.
But I think that you're probably speaking for a lot of parents. When push really comes to shove, you know, everybody talks a good game, but would you really take action that you knew was going to change the course of your child's future forever? Maybe prison, maybe an arrest record. Certainly it could be a life-determining factor. And I think a lot of parents would say, I'm going to try to resolve this on my own.
Although, at least now she's getting mental health evaluations. There are chances, there's a pretty good chance that she will not go to prison.
Kathy in Alexandria had a good point. She says that, look, the father probably couldn't commit an 18-year-old for an evaluation without the police involvement. So that might have been a factor in this particular case. I don't know Maryland law, but it certainly sounds right.
How many parents, though, would just take their daughter aside and talk to her and say, here's the shot, we found all this stuff. You voluntarily commit yourself or we're going to the police. I wonder how many parents would do that.
It's 628. Oh, by the way, we'll talk to Sheriff Chuck Jenkins coming up at 7:05 about this particular case in Thurmont.
Yes.
It is now 628.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
Do you have glaucoma or high eye pressure? Are your daily eye drops interrupting your life? Local doctors are conducting a clinical research study of an investigational dropless therapy and are in need of participants. You must have glaucoma or high eye pressure in both eyes, be at least 18 years old, and have not had surgery for your glaucoma. Qualified participants will receive study medication at no cost. You will receive regular study-related eye exams by an eye doctor throughout the study. No insurance is needed, and compensation is available. For more information and to see if you qualify, please call 844-3-MY-EYES or visit eyecarestudy.com. That's 844-3-MY-EYES or EYECARE study.com. Limited space is available. Call or visit today. Participation is at no cost, and compensation for time and travel may be available for qualified participants. Visit iCareStudy.com or call 844-3-MY-EYES today.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
It is 6:29. Coming up, we are going to speak with Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins on the planned attack at Catoctin High School that was thwarted. So he'll have more details for us coming up. It is now 6:30. It's time for WMAL News.
WMAL FM, Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Montgomery County Police this morning are investigating the shooting death of a suspect last night by a county police officer. It all happened around 11 last night when the officer responded to a call about a theft at a condominium complex in Montgomery Village. A confrontation with the suspect resulted in that shooting. Meanwhile, two Miami-Dade County police officers are recovering this morning after they were shot in an ambush-style attack.
The officers are in stable condition, expected to survive. The two cops, identified only as a 26-year and an 11-year veteran, are part of the Homicide Task Force gang unit. They were shot last night as they sat in their unmarked car at a troubled apartment complex. Nobody's been arrested. Police are asking for help from the community.
Correspondent Michael Toscano. The father of one of the teenagers charged in the Rockville High School rape case is also now in jail, charged with being an illegal immigrant. ICE agents arrested 43-year-old Adolfo Sanchez Reyes after a review of his immigration history revealed his status. Sanchez Reyes is the father of 18-year-old Henry Sanchez Millan, who's also in the U.S. illegally and who is now one of the two men charged in that Rockville High School rape case. More congressional Democrats are demanding that Devin Nunes step down as from the investigation into Russian meddling in the election.
A growing chorus calling for an independent investigation into Trump administration's ties with Russia. This, as we learn day by day, more about the behavior of the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. Despite that, aides tell me that there is very little appetite for the House Speaker Paul Ryan to replace him.
Correspondent Suzanne Melveaux. Maryland's about to become the third state to ban fracking. The state Senate passed the bill last night, its final legislative hurdle, and now goes to Governor Larry Hogan, who has said he will sign it. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 20,551, the NASDAQ at 5840. Sports, as the exhibition season winds down, the Nationals get another win in Florida. The O's lose. NBA, the Wizards take on the Lakers tonight. The Caps are in Minnesota. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free, if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 0101 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0101 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com, code 0101.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If they'll do it for you, will they do it to you? And I'm talking about those Cheap Charlie AC contractors. They'll show you little tricks about how they can save you a buck here or there. They won't pull permits. They don't follow job site protocols. There's always cheaper. There are always companies out there cutting corners. They're easy to find. Sometimes finding the best company to trust in your home and doing the work properly might be worth a little bit more. My name's Dave Snell, and I run Snell Heating and Air. You can rest assured we'll always have your family's safety and comfort as our top priority. And that's something we'll never take for granted, never cut corners, and never trifle with. That's the Snell advantage, and that's what you can count on when you call my stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Did you know that more homes sell in March, April, and May than any other time of the year? So why pay 6% commission just to sell your home? Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 up front and 0.5% commission at closing. We've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Marilyn, we had earlier troubles on the Beltway outer loop at George Avenue. That crash was cleared out of the travel lanes, but it's giving us delays that begin right as you pass the IKEA. So right before I-95, watch for those brake lights. And 95 southbound south of the ICC, you're in that stop and go to get down to the Beltway. Had a crash along the way near 212. That was part of the extra volume for you there. Signal light issues. We had them in two areas this morning, definitely to cause some troubles here. Getting into Georgetown, Reservoir Road, Vauxhall Road, those lights were on flash on 210. This has caused early delays here coming out of Fort Washington. If you're heading northbound 210 past Palmer and Livingston Road up to Wilson Bridge Drive, that's where those lights aren't functioning properly. Crews are aware. Earlier crash had been 3015 out of Brandywine at the split near Shortcut Road. That has been all cleared. Virginia, you've been doing okay. 66, 95, 395. Yes, the volume, but incident-free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered shower storms around not only this morning, but into the afternoon with hours of dry weather, too. A mix of clouds and sunshine otherwise. 73. Tonight down to 53. A chance of a shower or a thunderstorm early. Developing sunshine tomorrow. Breezy and a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 56 in Centerville, 60 in La Plata, 61 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Morning. It is 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this rainy Tuesday morning. Coming up at 7:05, we'll be joined by Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins. He'll talk to us about the attack that was thwarted that was planned on Catoctin High School in Thurmont. At 7:35 from the Fox Business Channel, it's Stuart Varney, and he'll talk to us about tax reform. Will it get done? He'll let us know. At 8:05, it's Bloomberg View columnist Eli Lake, and at 8:35, economist Larry Kudlow joins us. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed. But I got high.
Well, listen, everybody loves to talk about marijuana, it seems like, these days. And a lot of places, there are eight states where marijuana is completely legal now in the United States. And there is a new movement afoot in the state of Illinois.
Mm.
The state of Illinois,
yes.
Midwestern America, is now considering the possibility of legalizing, fully legalizing marijuana, regulating it, taxing it, making it available. Mm-hmm. In dispensaries around the state. And I want to know, do you think this is the wave of the future, and are you ready for it? 1-888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Mary, I think everybody who knows me knows very well my strong objection to legalizing marijuana. And so I'm not going to have that conversation right now. You know where I stand. I hate it. I don't think it's a great thing for society. I do not like the idea of legalizing it. But set that aside aside for a moment, okay? Just set aside my normal objection.
Okay.
Here's my concern about the legalization of marijuana. What happens when something is legalized? They say, well, we're gonna legalize it, and we're gonna tax it, and we're gonna control it, and we're gonna oversee the dispensing of it in the state. What happens anytime you tax a product? It becomes more expensive, doesn't it? That's just the way it works. It doesn't get cheaper. It gets more expensive. And what we have seen in places like Prince George's County and other places around the country is they are seeing an increase in violence on the street and murder cases that are tied to the marijuana trade. Why? Because if it costs you a lot of money to buy it through official channels, why would you do that when you can buy it on the street from your old regular source at a better cost, and many people would argue probably a better product? And so what happens is that the marijuana dealers come in and they start, look, we got demand now because it's legal, and we can sell it to you cheaper than you can get it at the store, where you're going to have to pay a high tax on it. And by the way, the tax will be quite high. And so the underground marijuana trade, instead of being driven away, which is what you always hear when they talk about legalization, we're going to do away with the illegal drug trade, it actually ends up thriving in some of these places. And so I don't think from a security standpoint, from a crime standpoint, that you want to do this. I think that there are real problems when you tax something, it costs more, and that the black market is still the cheaper way to go, and a lot of people will still continue to support the black market. And that then brings crime to a community. I think there are real problems with it. I'm still against it. I have a personal aversion to it, but also I think from a law enforcement standpoint, I have an aversion to it. And by the other side of the law enforcement thing is, they still don't know quite how to determine if somebody is impaired while they're driving when they've been smoking marijuana. It's very clear with alcohol, because you do a blood test, you get the answer. Not clear how you determine somebody was impaired when they're driving, and I think it makes it a more dangerous place to live. That's my opinion. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
You down off your soapbox there, Carrie Nation?
Yeah, I'm getting
down. You putting the hatchet away?
Yep.
I just look at it. I watch Boardwalk Empire, a great series, by the way, and I just look at the way the society was during Prohibition, and it gave rise to the mob, it gave rise to violence, alcohol on the street was more expensive, and a lot of times it was better than what the state was selling before that.
Yeah.
So all the arguments you had, and what happened when they legalized it. Was there a period where, yeah, it was taxed, and it was more expensive, and then what happens, eventually it all comes down, and now you have today where the homemade stuff, the microbrews and that kind of thing, is more expensive than what the state regulates. Mm. So I just think that eventually it becomes less expensive. And the legislation in Illinois wants to put $50 an ounce tax on it, which is ridiculous.
Wow.
Because it doesn't kill. That's stupid. It doesn't kill the illegal trade.
Yeah.
It just boosters the illegal trade.
Well, you're
trade.
Making so, my point for me.
Well, exactly. But that's why this won't stand. That's why they're going to realize they're not making the $350 to $700 million in revenue that they're expecting, because
right.
People are going to go like, come on, dude.
And, but also, the other side of that is, okay, so you're not going to make as much. People will not go to the official dispensaries. But at the same time, you have said to the community as a large, look, smoking marijuana is now legal.
Mm-hmm.
So that increases the demand for the product. People...
Right.
Don't smoke marijuana, by and large, because they don't want to get in trouble with the law.
But
if the law is no longer a problem, more people start to smoke
buying
marijuana.
Buying it from an illegal source is a problem, just like buying alcohol from Bob next door was illegal if he's not licensed.
Yeah, so. But if you get stopped with marijuana, they're not going to know whether you bought it from a dispensary or you bought it from the guy on the corner.
But if they catch you buying it from the guy on the corner, it's still illegal, and I think that keeps a lot of people away from doing that.
Dr. Rick in Springfield.
I'm sorry, in
Silver Spring, rather. Dr. Rick, good morning. You're on with Brian and Mary.
Good morning, guys. And Mary, this is probably one of the few times we're going to disagree.
That's okay. I love you anyway.
I have strong libertarian underpinnings, so I understand some of the arguments. However, the marijuana nowadays is far more potent than it was in the 60s. It's not the same beast. It is clearly a gateway drug. I think the data is sure about that. And also the data is very strong showing it does affect the brain. I don't care what the Green Party says. Yes, it may make stronger rope and great clothes, but it shrinks the subcortical structures of the brain, the middle areas of the brain. It literally rewires the brain, so people have a wiring issue as they get to adults, so they have a motivational syndrome.
Right.
And the Colorado experiment is not going well. People are not happy. You mentioned why they're driving this. They want money.
Right.
Yeah, it really is about, I think, money. And Dr. Rick, thank you for that. We're going to take a lot more of your calls. The phone lines are open. Are you in favor of this idea, like in Illinois, where they're saying, let's make it legal, or do you still have concerns? Phone lines are open, 644.
Hey, Washington homeowners. Larry O'Connor here for Renter's Warehouse, your residential property management experts. Are you thinking about your future? How about your retirement plan? Listen up. Rental property earns you equity, appreciation, tax savings, and cash flow for the long haul, all while someone else pays your mortgage. The rent-estate rush is here, and rents here in the D.C. area are on the rise. Now is the time to capitalize on renting out your home with Renter's Warehouse. Get a free home rental price analysis at renterswarehouse.com. Their rent-estate advisors will find and warranty quality tenants in just a few weeks, meaning if those tenants don't work out for any reason, they'll replace them for free. There's no marketing fees and no cancellation fees, plus 24/7 property management for just one low flat monthly fee of $99 a month. So make your move into renting and invest in your future with Rent-A-State. Call 202-625-4370 or go to renterswarehouse.com. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Did you know there's a healthcare choice just for Christians that's about half the cost of insurance programs? It's MediShare. It's not insurance. It's a community of believers across America who share each other's medical bills. It's based on timeless biblical principles, so you never pay for things you don't believe in. Plus, MediShare is fully acceptable under the law. MediShare is not available in Montana. Live out your faith and save on your healthcare. Call 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
It's 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, here we go on the Beltway in Annandale on the Interloop. Right as you come up to a Little River Turnpike, I'm watching a fire and rescue response right in the center of the road, center of the Beltway Interloop again as you head past Braddock Road toward Little River Turnpike. So do watch for crews responding to a crash in that stretch. In Lorton on I-95, accident had been cleared over to the shoulder. 210 problems with the signal lights this morning. So coming out of Fort Washington, extra time and extra patience definitely needed. I know I would be frustrated, but they're trying to work this out. North on 210 at Wilson Bridge Drive, and I am seeing some bailout traffic as well as expected. Oxon Hill Road to try to parallel and avoid that mess. Also signal light issues, Reservoir Road and Foxhall Road. Crews are aware of that. Top side of the Beltway, earlier crash, Silver Spring outer loop at George Avenue has been cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Scattered shower storms around not only this morning but into the afternoon with hours of dry weather too. A mix of clouds and sunshine otherwise. 73 tonight, down to 53. A chance of a shower or a thunderstorm early. Developing sunshine tomorrow. Breezy and a high near 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, we're at 59 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
The state of Illinois. Yes, that's right. Midwestern, all-American Illinois, where they grow a lot of corn. Well, maybe they're going to start growing another crop very soon because they're talking about legalizing, completely legalizing, taxing, and dispensing marijuana in the Illinois of all places. Now, this is not, you know, the crazy loony left out there in California. This is not Oregon. This is Illinois.
Yeah, that's
the heartland of America.
But that's to show you how mainstream it's been. And no offense to Dr. Rick here, but Adrian, my friend Adrian, who's in the medical profession, texted me to say there is zero evidence that claims that proves it's a gateway drug. And the National Institutes of Health went to their page, saying these findings are consistent with the idea of marijuana as a gateway drug. However, the majority of people who use marijuana do not go on to use other harder substances. And they talk about cross-sensitization.
Yeah.
Is not unique to marijuana. Alcohol and nicotine also prime the brain for a heightened response to other drugs and are, like marijuana, also typically used before a person progresses to another more harmful substance. So there you go. Then, you know, it's same alcohol.
I completely disagree with that. But
it's the National Institutes of Health.
Yeah, under the Obama administration. They haven't changed it. Jeff Sessions says he thinks it's a horrible idea.
He may think
He's the Attorney General of the United States.
Bring me the proof.
All right. Well, listen, we can have that conversation. But I want to know, do you think this is the wave of the future?
Yes.
Or do you have concerns about it? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Let's see. How about George in Herndon? You're on with Brian and Mary. What do you say, George?
First thing I say, it's nice to have a woman's voice in the morning.
Thank you.
Secondly, this really concerns me because once you start down the road of taxing something, then that something becomes required. If something comes up that points to, like we were talking earlier at the NIH, if they turn around and they say, okay, we found proof that it's going to harm the brain, now you're already taxing it, it's already mainstream, how do you get rid of it at that point? Because now you can't. Because they've become dependent upon the taxes that they're charging for that particular item, in this case, marijuana.
Yeah, and there's the other thing, I've said it before, it will be more expensive than the stuff you can buy on the street. So it doesn't solve the illegal drug trade.
But wait, did taxing alcohol solve the rum runners?
I think it's different. I think it's very different because, first of all, I think, number one, people are going to say it's more expensive to go to the dispensary at $50 an ounce.
Well, that's
and by the way, the quality is not as good as the stuff I could buy from, Bob over there.
Yeah, and listen, the quality of moonshine you can buy also isn't as good, but that doesn't make it legal, and most people aren't buying moonshine off of the guy down the street.
More of your calls straight ahead. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Campbell here, serial entrepreneur. We small business owners love dealing with payroll regulations and compliance issues. It's fun, exciting, adventuresome. And when we miscalculate and underpay our payroll taxes, well, the enjoyment we experience is nearly as much fun as gargling with razor blades. I mean, what's not to love? Well, small business owners, I'm sorry to report that my fifth company, Patriot Software, is going to deprive you of that payroll joy forevermore. It looks like you'll have to spend your weekends doing something other than cleaning up your payroll errors. We provide free setup, free support, guaranteed accuracy, and our payroll starts at just $10 a month. Plus, if you want us to deposit and file your payroll taxes for you, we can do that too. Just go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
This is a life-changing message. Please visit blockhunger.com.
Admitting you need help is never easy, especially for those who have proudly served their country. So if you're a veteran battling weight gain or obesity, the natural response is just keep pushing forward, because that's what you do. It's what you've always done. But now, veterans who can't win the fight with diet and exercise alone have new hope. V-Block Therapy can help. V-Block is an FDA-approved pacemaker-like device that is implanted just under the skin during a safe outpatient procedure that does not alter your anatomy. The device helps you feel full and control your appetite, so you eat less and lose weight. You've done your duty. Now, change your life. Call 877-256-2517 or visit blockhunger.com. That's 877-256-2517 or blockhunger.com.
This device is for weight loss in adults with a BMI of 35 to 45 with a related health condition. This therapy is a surgical solution and carries some risk. Please talk to your doctor about the full benefits and risks.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
It's 6:53, let's see how your money is doing. It's time to check in at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Good morning, Mary. The futures pointed to a higher opening on Wall Street this morning. President Trump will sign an order today. It's aimed at making it easier for companies to produce energy in the U.S. The new head of the EPA, Scott Pruitt, says the president's intention is to bring back coal mining jobs and reduce the cost of electricity. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen will speak at a conference in Washington on putting people to work in low-income neighborhoods. Investors will be listening to see if she releases any clues about the Fed's next rate hike. A report on home prices is expected to show they rose another 5% in January. But consumer confidence may have taken a dip in March as Americans begin to wonder just how much success President Trump will have with the rest of his agenda after losing big on health care reform. I'm John Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Jen Huff here with Regional Pest Management, your family-owned and operated local pest control company. With spring here, it's time to look out for termites. Termites can cause thousands of dollars in damage to your home, so make sure your home is protected by getting a termite treatment. We use Termidor, the world's best termiticide, and apply it using the latest technology, our Termidor HP unit. This new application allows us to apply the termiticide without disrupting your landscape. Contact us today for your free inspection and ask about our special offer. 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com. Did you know spring is also the time to knock out the tick population in your yard? Have our tick boxes installed around your home and property, and your tick population will be cut by as much as 80%. It not only protects your pets, but also your family from getting Lyme disease. Let our family protect your family. Contact us today at 800-365-STAR or online at regionalpestmanagement.com.
6:55 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. It's first on the fives, and here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland on 270 coming southbound. Watch in the Rockville area approaching the lane divide. In that vicinity, I'm checking out the traffic cameras. Reports of an incident. Didn't get a lane, so do watch. On the top side, before 95, right near the IKEA is where your delays begin to take you around into Silver Spring. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road. 210, signal light issues and causing big delays out of Fort Washington this morning. 210 at Wilson Bridge Drive. Also signals on Flash, Foxhall Road, and Reservoir Road. Virginia on the Beltway on the inner loop. Before you get to 236 Little River Turnpike, it looks like they're along the left side with the incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll run a few showers, thunderstorms across the area, not only as we head through this morning, but also into the afternoon. But hours of dry weather, too, with a mix of clouds and sunshine. 73, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 59 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
Illinois wants to legalize in every way marijuana and tax it and dispense it. And I'm saying it's a horrible idea. Other people think it's a great idea. Is it the wave of the future? Stephen in West Virginia. You're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey.
Morning. First off, love your show.
Thanks.
Listen to it for a while now.
Thank you.
So I'm a former marijuana black market distributor, and I spent about 10 years in the industry.
Yeah.
And I can say firsthand that, for one, the quality that you can get on the black market has significantly, at least on the East Coast, has significantly gone down.
Has it really?
Since the advent of legalization of marijuana, because there's no reason to ship your high-quality, high-grade marijuana onto the black market if you can distribute it legally, and the prices really are pretty much equivalent to what you would find on the black market. I know you would think that it would be more expensive, but because there is just so much variety and the market is so flooded, that there's no choice but to lower prices to remain competitive.
Yeah.
With all these different distributors.
That's interesting.
Supply outstripping demand.
Yeah. All right. Listen, Stephen, thank you for that.
So Stephen's basically an unlicensed pharmacist. Is that what that was?
I guess that he's 10 years in the industry. I didn't know it was called an industry.
I love him.
Tommy in Fairfax, you're on with Brian and Mary. Good morning. Hey, Tommy.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Hey, so
I'm a police officer, and all I can say is passionately legalize it.
Wow.
In all of my time in my career, there has yet to be an incident where an individual was arrested for possession of marijuana, where that individual resisted, was aggressive, or disobeyed a lawful order. There has never been a case of any sort of violence when an individual is, you know, quote unquote, high and only high on marijuana.
Have you ever seen an incident where there was a car wreck, a serious car wreck caused by somebody who was high on pot?
Negative. It's always been alcohol.
Wow.
Alcohol.
All right.
That's because if you're high on pot, you're too tired to drive.
And it's also when you're high on pot, you're not going to argue with anybody.
Exactly. That's what Tommy was saying.
Oh, sure. Here, I'll lay across the hood of the car. No problem, dude.
It's the opposite of the people who are strung out on the harder drugs.
I guess so. Well,
I win.
No, I don't think I'm ready to declare that you've won yet.
Woohoo! I win. I'm going home.
Coming up on WMAL.
Our Frederick County Sheriff Chuck Jenkins will join us to talk about the thwarted attack on a local high school and Frederick County's plans to help federal immigration officials. They're going to break with the state.
And Stuart Varney. It's all straight ahead in the next hour, 7 o'clock in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM.